Shares of Tesla are getting a boost in the session today, up roughly 9% after Credit Suisse upgraded the EV maker to overweight, citing an expected 20% rebound this year. Let's bring in Yahoo Finance's Inez Ferreira, who's tracking that, along with the rest of the market action today. Inez, it sounds like this is more of a valuation play, especially given how far back Tesla shares have pulled back this month.
That's right. And the analyst note by Dan Levy and Stephen Young over at Credit Suisse said that this is a good entry point for Tesla shares and that Tesla has been caught in this market downturn. And basically, the shares are now at $923, trading up 9% after this note. But the price target that these analysts have put on the stock is at $1,025, saying that the stock will recover. So the analyst note basically went through a series of points, basically saying that Tesla is a leader when it comes to the multi-decade secular transition into electric vehicles, saying that it's also the front runner when you compare Tesla to the legacy automakers, which are investing heavily in electric vehicles, writing that in the race to the EV world, Tesla remains in the lead. Also talking about Tesla's margins, that they've surprised to the upside, and these analysts are expecting those margins to hold up. Now, Tesla has had a volatile week last week after it reported a strong quarter, but warned about some supply chain woes. On Friday, though, it did close higher. Year to date, the stock is down 12%, Akiko.
And Inez, we've been talking a lot about Spotify today in the context of the controversy around Joe Rogan, but the stock doing pretty well on the back of an upgrade.
Yeah, that's right. The stock is up right now, up 12%. And Citi's analyst Jason Bastinet lowered his price target to $240, but increased his rating on Spotify to a buy from neutral. Basically talking about subscriber-based stocks, that they've really come under pressure recently and that the equity returns for these have lagged the S&P 500. Now, the stock's value, he says, isn't really assuming a subscriber growth in the future, improving subscriber economics going into 2023, according to this analyst. And he believes that Spotify can improve its ad-supported monetization. In the same note that he raised Spotify to a buy, he also raised Netflix to a buy as well, talking about Netflix's buying power and talking about Spotify's improved ad-based monetization, the ability for Spotify to do this. And that's why you're seeing a bump in the stock today as well.
Okay, certainly a lot of calls coming out on tech, especially on the back of the recent pullback. Inez Ferreira, thanks so much for that.